A pilot project called Phantom Art Galleries Wisconsin will fill vacant storefront windows with art. Organizers in Superior are open to all mediums, but note performing arts could be tricky. In Marshfield, emerging artists will have the chance to exhibit their work alongside experienced artists. All the communities want to showcase local art. Matt Duckett is with the Pump House Regional Arts Center in La Crosse, another Phantom Art Galleries city, which has 30 to 40 vacant storefronts. Duckett says they'll rotate the art every month, and artists can sell their pieces.
That's kind of the spirit of the initiative, is to just motivate and activate the artists in town. I think it's widely understood that artists are very good at moving into blighted areas or less economically developed areas and turning all that around.
The Wisconsin Arts Board is funding the project through a federal grant. The board's Karen Geschko says art can dramatically impact a space that was once seen as depressing.
These projects revitalize the space so much that they actually appeal to people who would be investing in either renting or buying those spaces. So it is in the landlord's best interest to engage with the project because it helps people see the space in a completely different light.
The Phantom Art Galleries project is also underway in Chilton, Manitowoc, and Platteville. Geschko says similar projects have been successful in Chicago, Tucson, and Seattle. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.